Diffuse emotions. Before beginning the effective conflict resolution process, there must be a willingness by both parties to resolve the conflict. This may seem an obvious requirement, but in some competing conflicts, one party may not wish to discuss if there is any hint they may need to give any ground. Without buy-in from both sides, achieving a win-win solution is close to impossible. Once participants have agreed that they do wish to resolve the conflict, it is important to diffuse as many negative emotions as possible. This requires you to allow the parties in the conflict time to vent and to work through the feelings associated with the conflict. Key steps for people in conflicts include to accept that they have negative feelings and that these feelings are normal. Acknowledge the feelings and their root causes. For example, they may say, "I feel very angry that Marie never offers to make the tea." Identify how they might resolve the feelings. For example, they may say, "If Marie would offer to make the tea occasionally instead of waiting for me to make it." This can generate ideas about what the root cause of the conflict is and how to resolve it. Example, "Marie's work may be heavier than mine. I wonder if she might be having some stress and anxiety regarding her time."